This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Red Sox won great.
It's a shame, but this is what it is.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
We are the greatest hockey team. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw it.
Ahead to David Pastrnak on a breakaway. He scores!
How about David Pastrnak?
I love when the Bruins stick it.
It's time for Cordishi and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Here's your host, Scott Cordishi and Nick Coit.
Not that I don't like talking to you guys.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Cordishi and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. I am here in Ithaca, New York with the Brown Bears. Nick back in our Warwick, Rhode Island studios. And we have full phone lines, Coity. Should we get back to them?
Yeah, I want to get into the Red Sox in a little bit, though, too. I know you heard a little bit of that in the open. I was down at spring training for a few days this week.
Yes, you were.
Interesting perspective. I think you had a good perspective with Peter King on Brady. I got some stuff on the Sox in spring training, too. But let's talk more Brady, because that's what the phone lines are about here.
Yeah, I need help on clarifying this text. This one says, Steve hates BB, which is Bill Belichick, like Dan hates KS. Who's KS?
Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. I was wondering who KS was. All right, there
Kyle
we go.
Kyle Shanahan, yep.
Gotcha. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Greg is in Warwick. Good morning, Greg. You're next on Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, boys.
What's up, Greg?
Craig and Warren.
Oh, Craig. Hey, what's up, Craig?
Craig, what's up?
So, I have a question for you guys about this whole Tom Brady thing. Weren't the New England Patriots 8-0 last year basically because they played nobody and their defense was playing phenomenal?
They definitely feasted on bad competition, yes.
Okay. So, as Scott knows, I am a diehard Oakland Raiders fan, and I pray Tom Brady does not go to the Raiders.
Wow.
I hope he stays with the New England Patriots, and they'll go 8-8 or 9-7, regardless of who they bring in, because the former greatest quarterback of all time, he doesn't have it anymore. The Patriots were not a bad team last year in spite of Tom Brady. They were a bad team last year because Tom Brady's 42, going on 43, and that's what happened. This is going to be Brett Favre all over again. It's going to stay too long. It's going to be embarrassing. And as a non-Patriot fan, it's going to be awesome because you guys talk about Tom Brady like 2012. And I always thought great players made other players great. But the rationale here is if we surround Tom Brady with great players, then Tom Brady will be great. Well, if you surround virtually any quarterback with what people are talking about they should surround Tom Brady with, that quarterback would be
I disagree.
Well, yeah, no, I think Brady's.
I disagree, Greg.
No,
sorry.
I do too. I think Brady's.
Because the guy's a homer.
No,
that
Craig.
That is not true.
Brady's.
Oh, wow.
Brady's ability.
I was going to actually give you credit because I'm shocked that you're the only person that really has blamed or put some of the blame on Tom Brady. So I was going to give you a little bit of credit. But the point here is I don't care what team Tom Brady goes to. They don't really become tremendously better because they're going to pay a guy 43 years old, can't move, $30+ million. It doesn't make sense.
Well, that to me, I think I would agree with Craig because Craig, jeez, sorry, the line's killing me. Because I think he'd have to integrate himself into a new offense. It's like you put him with the Raiders, and you know what kind of offense is he going to be running? What kind of positions is he going to be? You know, that sort of thing. And thanks for the call, Greg. Your phone's kind of breaking up. Go ahead. You can call us homers if you want, Craig. But I think you saw what Brady can do with you know guys around him 2 years ago. They won a Super Bowl, and I think
Craig's point's a good one in that you know. Brady needs almost perfect circumstances, I think, to be the old Tom Brady. But I do think if you give him great protection up front and good weapons, I think mentally he is so far superior than any other quarterback in the league. His ability to diagnose a defense pre-snap and, more importantly, post-snap in that quick 1 to 2 seconds when you realize, okay, this is what they're doing. Here's where my opening's going to be. Boom, I'm getting the ball out and getting it there. So I do think that they need great talent around him and most importantly the ability to protect him for him to still play at a high level. But you know, look, we saw Peyton Manning slip late in his career, right? I mean, they didn't win that Super Bowl, the Broncos, because of Peyton Manning. They won it because their defense was phenomenal that year. Brett Manning had a bad season that year that they won the Super Bowl out in Denver. But you know, speaking of Peyton Manning, and you talk about him having to learn a new offense, Brady, if he goes somewhere else, Peter King also said that when we were having dinner, he said when Peyton Manning was with the Broncos, he was the de facto co-offensive coordinator.
Right.
To the point where the night before games, Manning would be up late kind of breaking down what he wanted to do, and he would text, I'm not sure who the offensive coordinator, if it was Gase or whoever it was at the time out in Denver, he would literally be texting him, okay, on our first, third, and 10, this is what I want to do. I want to do this. And Manning was very much like the de facto co-offensive coordinator. Peter said Tom Brady has no interest in doing that. He's not going to be that guy. All he wants to do is work with a guy that he can trust, like a Josh McDaniels. A guy that he can trust is going to put together a good game plan and call a good game plan. But he has no interest in being like Peyton Manning, that involved in, okay, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. I found that to be very interesting when he told me that, because I did not know that.
Just going back to one of the caller's points, he said, you know, if you surround any quarterback with that kind of talent, they should have success. Well, I'm thinking about a guy like Stephon Diggs, who's in Minnesota right now. He's next to Adam Thielen, who's also, you know, a top receiving option. And is Kirk Cousins getting it done in Minnesota? Are guys that are in different places surrounded by great talent, are they getting it done? You know, is Dak Prescott getting it done in Dallas? Is Aaron Rodgers getting it done with Devontae Adams? No. That's not, and we're not under this illusion, Craig, that Tom Brady is the same guy as he was in 2012, whatever you said. Like, yes, he's older, of course, but we've seen the recipe for success with Brady at an advanced age. It was Super Bowl 53, and it was that run right there. Brady will make the throws that he needs to make because he's not the broken-down Peyton Manning who won a second Super Bowl with the Broncos. He's still got something in the tank there. And if you put enough talent around him, he's got the brain, he's got the smarts, and he doesn't turn the ball over like some of the other guys in the league do. And that's why you can ride him to success. And if you put a good offensive line, you know, a fullback like James Devlin there that can help out a running game, then I think you can have success with Brady at this advanced age. So to sit here and call us homers because we think that Brady can have success, go ahead, if you want to do that. But Scott and I, every week, will come on the show and aren't afraid to criticize Tom Brady for being pouty in Philadelphia or, you know, for complaining about the weapons or complaining about his contract or all that kind of stuff. Like, of all the shows around here, Scott and I have our fair share of criticism for Tom Brady. So go ahead, you can call me a honk if you want, but I'm not under some illusion that Tom Brady is still what he was back in 07, 08, whatever. I think we're just real about this thing.
Well, I've already been asked by a texter to retract what I said about Brady earlier for sharing
some
of the blame and not developing the rookie wide receivers by skipping voluntary OTAs. So now I agree with you. Look, here's what you need to know about Craig. Craig is a lifelong Raider fan,
yep,
and he does not want Brady on his team. You know, he's scared about that prospect because he does think Brady is pretty much washed up. So he doesn't want the Raiders to invest all that money in Tom Brady. I get that. So, I mean, if that's how you feel about him, then I completely respect that. I, you know, if you don't want him, you don't want him. And maybe you do think he's washed up. And maybe he is. I don't know. I still think he can perform very well, but he has to have very good circumstances to do that now at this stage of his career.
Right. And I think some of the uneasiness that Patriots, you know, fans and people that cover the team and whatnot, you know, I think they're looking at the situation and saying, okay, you know, okay, you bring Brady back. What's your backup plan here? Are you going to go with Andy Dalton as your quarterback, or do you want Tom Brady at age 43? What's your better option here?
Well, I think the answer to that question is, if you're Bill Belichick, can we surround Brady with what he wants or the perfect circumstances maybe he needs to perform at a super high level? Because if we can't do that financially based upon where we are right now and keep him, is it worth keeping him, or do we just start the process now? Do we start this whole rebuild, reload, call it whatever you want, now?
Yeah.
I think that's the question that Bill Belichick and the Patriots are trying to answer right now.
And for the record, if they do move on from Brady and Brady goes somewhere else, I'm in the camp of trying to go young and trying to develop somebody like either a Stidham or bring in some young quarterback. Like, I don't know.
Well,
I'd rather
I
have like a
will.
Mariota or somebody like somebody that's young, on the younger side that, you know, I'm okay with that if that's the option that it's going to be. Like, I'm not sitting here and saying, yeah, I want Tommy back, Scotty. Don't go, Tommy. Don't go to the Raiders.
I feel like if Brady does move on, that they will naturally have to bring in a veteran quarterback, but it might be a situation where they go into camp giving Stidham a chance to win the job, but if he's not up to the task, then they'd have to hand it off to that veteran guy that they bring in. That's what I feel the approach might be.
Sure. Yep.
All right, let's go back to the call. Say hello to Mike in Foxborough. Mike, good morning. You're next on Cordish and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, guys. I have so much to say, so I'll try to be brief.
Go ahead, Mike.
But, Scott, your last comment I disagree with. I don't think Brady needs a perfect situation to be very productive. But what he does need is he either needs a run game or great, you know, good to great receivers, neither of which they had in 2019. So, you know, pick one. Maybe the run game will be better. If the run game's better, Brady will be better. But everything was on him last year, and that's why they failed at the end.
So you would agree that there is a recipe for success, Mike,
absolutely,
with an advanced age Brady, if you surround him, say, with, as you said, you know, a good running game or, you know, good talent guys that he
right,
can throw
cause
to.
Right, because he doesn't, I don't think, in my opinion, he needs both. He needs, but he does need one, as probably every quarterback in the league does.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, I think we saw a little bit of it with the Titans in their run game.
Right.
You know, and I think they did have good receiving options, like A.J. Brown really, you know, came out of there as shining like a rookie, you know. But you're right. I think that the run game was where they based everything off of with Derrick Henry.
And then Dan, I think it was, and Craig, they just don't know what they're talking about. I mean, one guy says Brady's worth $15 million, which is absolutely ridiculous. The other guy says to sign Brady, you'd have to sign him at $30+ million, which that's also ridiculous. And the other guy says, I think it was Craig, that Breeze signed with New Orleans. Well, the reason he signed is both parties want it. My feeling is that the Patriots are cold towards Brady, and they could sign him at a decent number if they wanted to give him, say, and I know this will sound crazy, but 3 years guaranteed. They could probably sign him for, say, $71.5 million. They have $13.5 million of dead cap money, so that'd be $85 million guaranteed over 3 years, which would be, including that cap hit, about $28 million, which by then wouldn't even put Brady in the top 18 quarterbacks' salaries.
Yeah.
So there is a way to get it done and bring other players in, but really, it was Dan, I think, who said the Patriots are in cap hell. The reason why the Patriots are in cap hell, it's not because of Brady. It's because they can't draft. When you draft, you get young and cheap players. The Patriots are the second oldest team in the league because they're all veterans that they bring in, try to pay them less money, you know, guys who want to win a Super Bowl, and they're more expensive. If you go back and look at the Patriots draft over the last 5 years, They don't have number one draft picks because of,
Deflategate and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, or yeah. They don't even have number two. And when they do have top picks, they're missing on them.
Yeah.
So no. That's all on Belichick. That's not on Brady.
And thanks for the call, Mike. And I would agree with, some of that in terms of like the 14, 15, 16, some of the drafts in there. I think it is catching up to the Patriots a little bit. Taking a guy like a Dominique Easley, who was a bust in the first round for them, the Deflategate draft, a couple of years in a row, their top pick was Cyrus Jones in the second round and then Derek Rivers in the third round. That's a good point. It is a good point, and that's why maybe some of the conundrum here is, okay, we do have to address, some of the, age, issues at some positions here or lack of talent because, of some of the drafts that we did miss out on.
Yeah, but can we also acknowledge, because I feel like, it's one extreme or the other. People that question Tom Brady are, being crucified because, you think Brady stinks and he's still an elite quarterback. And then you got the other side where everybody thinks that if you just surround him with, good talent, that he's going to be the Tom Brady of old. The guy's 42 going on 43. His play has slipped some. I mean, and it's going to. Okay, can we acknowledge that? He's not the same guy he was 5, 10 years ago.
You know what? I think he's the exact same guy. I'm a homer.
I think he's the exact same guy.
Yeah.
You are. Exact Craig
same
was
guy.
Right.
Yeah, no,
Craig
just,
was right.
Just a total homer, me. Yeah,
but he's not a top three NFL quarterback. Is he a top five? Is he a top 10? I don't know. I don't know where Tom Brady ranks right now, but he's going down the list is my point.
No, being serious, yes. No, I'm with you. And we've said this before. Like, he's not... It's going to happen. It's age. It's natural progression. But, can they still win with him? Is there a recipe? That's my point here. And that's, I think the answer is yes. I think we saw it.
And I don't disagree with that. But can Bill Belichick and the Patriots win with another guy, too?
Maybe.
I mean, he won 11 games with Matt freaking Castle, a guy who never took a snap in college. Okay?
Yep.
So, whatever happens, it's not going to be the end of the world. So let's see. Let's go back to the calls. Squeeze one more in before our next break. Joe in Pawtucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, Mr. Cordishy. How are you?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Good. I think Brady is still good at his age. I think they can still win over 10 games. But I think you might have to lean towards a younger quarterback. There's a lot of them out there on the free agent list. In the draft, what's your thought?
I don't know. I have a hunch that Belichick might be leaning toward turning the page from Tom Brady. That's how I feel today.
I might change tomorrow,
but that's how I feel today.
I think so too.
And what a big game today at the Dunkin' Donuts Center for the Providence College Friars. I hope they win the game today and make a run for the tournament. And I'll hear your thoughts.
Joey, are you already done at Dunkin' Donuts? It's like less chaotic back there,
no,
buddy.
I'm at Providence College for the tournament, the Special Olympics.
Oh, cool. Oh, good
yeah.
for you,
nice.
Buddy. Are you, what are you,
I already did my exercise. I already did jogging and walking 4 times around the track.
All right. You got anything else? Are you you in cool down now? Cool down mode.
Yeah, we're playing 2 games today, so 2-3 games.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Good,
yeah.
Good luck, buddy. Have fun.
All right. And go Friars and go Brown.
Love it.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joey.
All right, 401-737-1287, the phone number. The text line is open at 37937. I have an interesting local golf course tidbit to share with you.
Ooh.
I know it's off the beaten path, but just a quick factoid that I want to share with you when we come back on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.